Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where the president expects the investigations of the Pentagon leak case to be wrapped up pretty quickly.
I don't think it's going to take very long.
President Biden wants the Pentagon to find out how it happened.
I've instructed the department to make sure that they get to the root of why he had access in the first place, number one, and number two, to focus extensively on the extent to which it all occurred.
The leak of classified documents apparently went undetected for months.
CBS's Willie James Inman at the White House. It is another rough spring weather weekend in parts of the country, especially so in Arkansas, Missouri, and parts of Illinois. There have been tornado warnings out around St. Louis, other areas of Missouri, too, more expected as the evening storms roll through. Turning now to the latest big abortion court battle, the one involving that widely used abortion pill. The Supreme Court wants to hear by Tuesday from the parties involved in it.
The Biden administration and the maker of mifepristone filed an emergency appeal after a conservative Texas judge suspended the FDA's approval of the pill last Friday. The Supreme Court is giving all sides until noon Tuesday to provide written responses.
CBS News correspondent Michelle Miller in Boston, remembering the terrorism and victims of the Marathon bomb 10 years ago.
No way to describe the sense of love that comes from each and every one of them. They have taken that deepest hurt and been able to channel it into inspiring others to do good in the community, to make a difference in the world, to live even more deeply.
Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu. Overseas, no injuries reported, including the prime minister, who was near when an explosive device was apparently thrown at a campaign event in western Japan. In Ukraine, one of the commanders joining soldiers in early celebration of Orthodox Easter. This, as Ukrainian authorities say, the death toll from Russian missile strikes on an eastern Ukrainian city has gone up to 11 rescue crews now continuing to try to reach people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building. In East Africa, Sudan's military and a powerful paramilitary force have been engaged in pretty fierce fighting all day in the capital. Outside, too, a Sudanese doctors group says at least 26 people were killed, more than 100 wounded in battles with armored vehicles, machine guns, and airstrikes. Elon Musk's SpaceX is about to take its most daring leap yet with a round-the-world test flight of its mammoth Starship, jutting almost 400 feet into the South Texas sky. The biggest, mightiest rocket ship ever built could blast off as early as Monday. This is CBS News.
Taxes are due. Have you filed yet? Don't worry. Jackson Hewitt is racking up the assists. They will get you filed or an extension before the deadline. Beat the crowds by going to Jackson Hewitt.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. As promised, brand new stuff, fresh stuff, the People's Brothers Band. Hot off the press, that's the name of this song. A Max Inc. Radio.
Hot off the press, it is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know. Mama, won't you put it on my nice soul? Don't know where you've been, but I'm sure that you know where you're going. With a mouthful of words, what in the world do you want to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Whoa. We'll be right back.
brand new People's Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. This Double Dip is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com and Ethical Trade Company. Better goods for a better world, located in Madison's east side. Find them online at ethicalco.com. Here's number two, as promised, the Double Dip.
Woke up feeling good today, feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Let some water refresh my soul, getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. 'Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. 'Cause I'm living my best life.
Living my best life. Brand new stuff from the People Brothers Band. Before that, hot off the press. Why, Jimmy? Because they're brand new. Brand new stuff. That's why I love working here at Max Inc. Radio.
Dude, so here's the deal. First of all, we're live at the Wisco. Patterson and Willie Street. And just behind the Wisco, there's a place called Tiny's Tap House. We'll talk about Tiny's Tap House in a second because it's wonderful.
It's tiny, and it's amazing.
And they're connected to the Wisco. But, Rob, so I half hour ago, Terry, I go, Rob, there's new People Brothers Band music in the email box.
And you were jumping on the air. Down.
And, Rob, what was your reaction? I'm like,
I couldn't wait.
People Brothers Band?
I was like, what? Where? In here? In the email? What's the password? I was in there. It's all in the automation. Programmed. It's ready to go.
Good.
Brand new People Brothers Band. Now, their CD release show or the album release show, I'm doing this from memory, but Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's the High Noon on the 29th. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
If there's a show, a live music show that you want to go to,
yes,
other than tonight here at Bombastica, the 29th at the High Noon for the People Brothers Band is the place you want to go.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to get home tomorrow morning to listen to this album from front to back.
You're going to sample the whole thing, and
yeah,
then we're going to talk about it all next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? It is Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Meek Music and Magazine. Jimmy K, Terry Barr's here.
Hi!
So, Terry, we're at Tiny's Tap House, right?
We are. We are on the deck outside of Tiny's, and my husband dropped me off for the show tonight at the Wisco. Yes, we're in Madison. And he said, wait, what's that cute little place?
Yeah.
Well, we're learning.
So, a little bit of history here.
Good, good, good.
Back in 2011, 2012, when Max Inc. Radio was nice and young, Rocker and I were just getting the things rolling with it. You know, we needed sponsors, and we wanted a place to do the Jimmy K show with the people. So, like, I strolled into the Wisco one day, and Tiny was sitting there at the bar, and he just opened because I got there nice and early. I'm like, Tiny, I need some help, man. I need some sponsorship. And we need a place for the Jimmy K show. We love the Wisco. Can we do it here? He's like, absolutely. Come on in. Do what you need to do. And there he is. So, Terry, if you're taking video right now, follow me over here and take a picture of the Tiny Tap House silhouette. It is absolutely awesome. So the Tiny Tap House is directly behind the Wisco on Patterson Street. And if you're going to the Wisco, it's definitely worth a shot to come over here, have a shot of Jameson, have some beer, Tiny's Tap House right behind the Wisco. What do you think, Terry?
I am loving it. If you also like, I just want to say, if you want to be cozy, but amongst history of Madison, this is a great place to be. I mean, it really is.
Absolutely. Tiny was an important part of Madison history. Of course, Tiny Tap House, Rob, was the former CC Writers Clubhouse here in Madison. And I remember there's been a few big house parties in this establishment that the city of Madison probably didn't want you to know about.
Oh, okay.
So we won't
turn
talk
away
about
right now.
So anyway, back over to the Wisco, everybody. It is Bombastica. The bands are getting ready going here. Iron Plow, Rocker's band, is going to kick off the night. After that is going to be Carbellion. They haven't played Madison forever. They are going to tear the roof off the Wisco for Carbellion. Their new album is great. They got vinyl for sale. They have CDs for sale. And to close off the night, it will be Wizard Hammer. Come on down and join us. We're live at the Wisco, corner of Williamson Street and Patterson Street. Rob Roberts, we'll send it back to you. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tell me it's all right, that you can stand a little pain. Every do I just want to take.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
whiskey. Turtles drinking whiskey. And even sporting cords. Water balloons settling all their battles with some plastic swords. A platypus dressed like Rambo. A drunken ninja mule. Every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull.
you find me? Don't you find me down that road? Oh, Johnny Law, don't you find me? 'Cause I'm done with killing, I'm going home.
Goner, the American Dead on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be talking to Jimmy K, Rocker, and the whole gang, Terry, down there at the Wisco in just a couple minutes. But first, we got to do this stuff. We'll be back right here on Max Inc. Radio.
You can't handle the truth.
We're here to dispute that.
You can't handle the truth. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. What the accused leaker of classified U.S. military documents leaked on social media included this, says ABC's Jay O'Brien.
The Washington Post is reporting that in these leaks, U.S. intelligence officials were aware of different Chinese spy balloons, up to four, in addition to the one that was shot down in February. At least two were not over U.S. soil.
Temporarily stopped by the Supreme Court until at least Thursday, new restrictions on an abortion pill. Police releasing body cam recordings of a fatal police shooting in Farmington, New Mexico, when officers responding to a domestic violence call went to the wrong house. ABC Zorin Shah.
Robert Dotson opens his front door and raises his gun.
Hey, heads up!
Police say it's unclear if Dotson fired. Regardless, all three officers shoot at him, killing him.
The correct address was across the street. Rescue crews digging for people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building hit by Russian rockets in eastern Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
I'm Corey Bang from Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and here are some events that are coming up in the area. On April 12th, go check out Aofe O'Donovan and the Westerlies at the Stoughton Opera House. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. On April 13th through the 15th, go check out comedian Sam Jay at Comedy on Stage. Shows are at 7:30 and 10 o'clock p.m. On April 15th through the 30th, go check out Artemisia at the Overture Center Playhouse. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. On April 16th, on its last day, you could not forget about stopping on into the Dane County Regional Airport for the Flight of Lights. The light display starts at 7:30 p.m. And now, from July 16th, go check out Christina Ramberg's Vertical Amnesia at the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. Current hours are noon to 6 p.m., Monday through Thursday. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at corey.bank@civicmedia.us, and we'll tell the community about it. We're Mad Radio 92.7 WNDX.
The birds are chirping, the weather is changing, and the scent of this is in the air again. That's right, Knucklehead CBD and Vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop or go into their store, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is up to 25 to 50% off all flower pre-roll CBD edibles and all disposables this Thursday through Sunday. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations, 550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Hey, this is Jim from Subatomic. They will find you out. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Subatomic. Hey, Fool, on Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy, it's about to get really loud. I heard Iron Plow is just about to take the stage, yeah?
Yeah, you know, Rocker is dripping with Rocker Vodka, and he's starting to mix Rocker Rye Whiskey with it. And it's getting really sloppy at the Wisco. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wisco, corner of Williams Street and Patterson in Madison. It is Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc., and we're partying to celebrate. Of course, the live music starts with Iron Plow at 9:30. Wizard Hammer is going to clear the night off for us here. Right now, though, I'm on the patio at actually behind the Wisco, a tiny sap house, with part of Parbellion. I saw Katie, Ether, Brent. And we have a birthday girl here. What's your name again?
Mel.
Bell?
Mel. M-E-L.
Mel.
Mel.
And you're the bass player's...
I'm the bass player's wife.
You're the bass player's wife.
Of 16 years.
Happy freaking birthday to
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She's 21. She's 21. 21. I was going to say 18, but 21's good. 21's better because then you could drink at 21. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Brett, you, Parbellion, epic Eclipse Records signing.
Yep.
Got the new album out, the vinyls for sale inside the Wisco.
Yep.
Tell me about the excitement, man.
Oh, it's been exciting since we started recording it 3 years ago. So, yeah. So it's really exciting to finally have the product out and everybody can go and buy it, listen to it, because we've been listening to it for quite some time now, and we're getting sick of it. No, I'm just kidding. No. But, yeah, it's really cool to actually have the product to be able to put it in your hand, and people can come, and now we're getting all the feedback already.
Right.
People are enjoying it, so it's really cool. Yeah, it's great.
Jamie is signing with Eclipse. That's huge. I mean, every band, you know, in my mind, if I were sort of band, I would want to, my goal would be to build venues, make a little money, have some fun, and get signed. You guys got signed. What is that like for you, Ben?
Oh, it's really cool. You know, we've been doing this a long time. We're obviously older guys now, and everybody knows that. But, but you know, you hope for your whole life something like this to happen, and what a you know, it took a long time, but we're here, and it feels great.
So. You get to have when what happened was when it instantaneously when after we signed those papers and the wheel started turning. People that you would never think of are hearing your song.
Right.
So the first single came out last year, the end of last year, and we're getting, you know, comments from people all over the world. And it was so the album didn't come out till March, but the first single came out last year, the end of last year.
Was that Far Fight?
Listen for Ghosts.
Listen for Ghosts, right.
But the first single.
Yeah.
So you're already getting people from, you know, other countries, South America, in Europe, and that's different. I mean, you don't think about it. Been in local bands all my life since I was a kid, and now you're hearing feedback from people all over the world that are hearing your songs. It's pretty trippy, to be honest.
It's not so local anymore,
no,
is it?
Not so local, no.
That's awesome. Parbellion on the air with us, live from Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc. We're at the Wisco here in Madison. Beezer, I got to tell you, man, I laid $20 down for that vinyl, the new Weapons of Choice album. Thank you. Dude, the vinyl. I mean, what is it to you as a band member to have vinyl for your music?
We've been wanting to do this for years.
Right.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
It hasn't been cost effective for many years, but it's made such a resurgence now. I mean, it last year, vinyl sold this, CDs. So it's getting more plausible to do it now. And we felt this record was worth it, and this was the time to do it. And to get it was awesome. And when we opened it up and we all got to unbox it and open it, we were all
like
this is great. But the first time I dropped the needle on it, I was listening to myself on my record player, and you get that scratch of the needle, and you get the all that. Like, I've never heard our music that way, and it's awesome. It gave me chills, and it's so cool to be able to do it.
And you
and people
to the
love
whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah. And now you have product. You know, everything's digital now. So, yay, it's on my phone. These are great songs, but you're not touching anything. You're not experiencing anything. Now you get cool artwork. You get, you know, all these little extras. You get a download card with our album, so you can still put it on your phone and do all that and put it on whatever, you know. But just that physical media is like, it was great, and it's great. I love it.
You're absolutely right. I mean, to have the vinyl, to see the artwork, to read the liner notes, to follow along with the lyrics while the record's spinning on the record table, you have a piece of, you know, you have property right there. Yep. And it's your artwork, and people love that stuff. And that's why vinyl is making a resurgence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are buying records left and right now.
I don't know how many people we had that bought it. They don't even own record players. I'm like, what are you doing with it? They're hanging on their wall. I mean, people are buying it just to put it on their wall. I'm like, you know, buy two, put one on your wall, and then go out and buy a record player and listen to it, because you have to listen to it, because they don't want to open it. Right. The people that want to hang it on their wall, they don't want it open. But yeah, it's amazing. It's cool.
Guys, thank you so much for coming to Madison and playing this show. Carbell. Oh.
Something to add to that. Well, two things. Okay, first of all, that album is sexy as hell. It is all gold. And what girl or anyone doesn't like gold? It's all blinged out in gold. And the artwork, the lyrics are in there.
Yep.
You get your download card, so you can still go digital. But I feel like albums hadn't gone out of style per se, because my 16-year-old, well, 4 years ago, she was 16, I bought my daughter a vinyl player, like a record player. Yeah. She wanted. That was 4 years ago.
And now she's playing vinyl left and right.
And I was like, she's 20 now, and I'm like, oh, wow. Now, I would have thought, how would she even know about a record? But
she's been in some Rick Springfield shit.
Rick Springfield. What, Chip?
Chip.
Chip is in the band. He played bass for like 4 years.
Right. Brett, thank you so much. You were the first and only one to drop the bomb tonight. We are live at the Wisco. It's Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Ink Music Magazine. It's a 12 or 11 year anniversary for Max Ink Radio. Really appreciate y'all listening. Please get your ass to the Wisco tonight. You can say ass on the radio. It's okay.
But you can't say chip.
You can say chip.
Not the other one.
I put my chips in the bot right
now. We're here.
Come on down. Come on down.
We're here.
Fireplow, Wizard Hammer, Carbellion. We're at the Wisco. It's Max Ink Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I need beer.
Been left for dead. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Very special Max Inc. Radio, celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. Magazine and 12 years of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the right here tonight on the Civic Media Network. We'll see you at the Wisco as Iron Plow takes the stage. No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.